Okay, good morning, all Chodesh Tov, once again. So just a quick, not a correction, but just kind of just to make sure we understood it correctly yesterday. Remember, we had the big back and forth discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and then Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua kind of chimed in. So just towards the end, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, kind of after he can't take it anymore, he just wants his Rebbe to just, you know, agree that his student is right. So he says, Rabbi Havi Li Moe La'ilu, he says to his teacher, you know, tell me that there needs to be a set time to do the other preparations for the Korban Pesach, kamoy l'shchita, right? Just like you have an appointed time for the slaughtering, right? So, in other words, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that since the other parts of the Korban don't have an appointed time, right, the parts of shchita have an appointed time, therefore you can be docha Shabbos to do it. But the other thing, since they don't have an appointed time, he says, what do you need to do it on Shabbos for? That's essentially his argument, and that's when Rabbi Akiva gives the rule of when you're docha Shabbos, when you're not docha Shabbos. Mishnah's Gimel and Dalet today take a shift from Korban Pesach and talk about the Korban Chagiga. We know that we have a Korban Chagiga that was brought before the Chagim, as its name might imply. So the Mishnah wants to know, when is the Korban Chagiga brought? So you would think, okay, well, it just should come before the holiday, so it should go with the Korban Pesach in our situation. Not so simple, says the Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel says, Emasai mevi Chagiga imo. When does a person bring the Chagiga offering together with the Pesach offering? Bizmajhu ba bechol. Well, the first qualification is that it has to be on a weekday. If it's on Shabbos, the Chagiga cannot be brought as well. Pitahara, only if you're bringing the Korban Pesach when you're Tahor, when you're pure, can you bring the Korban Chagiga. And Uvimuat, and only you can only bring the Korban Chagiga with the Pesach when your group is so large that the Korban Pesach matches up, like you, every single person would get such a small amount of meat. We know we have an obligation to have that the Korban Pesach should fill us up, and if every single person is only going to get, say, a kezias of meat from the Korban, well, then not everyone's going to become filled up from it. So in that situation, well, then you bring the Korban Chagiga with the Korban Pesach, and therefore everyone will have a nice chunk of the Korban Chagiga, and then you have a little piece of the Korban Pesach at the end to fill you up. Those are the qualifications to bring the Korban Chagiga with the Korban Pesach. That's the first half of Mishnah Gimel. Then the second half wants to know, Uvizman Shehu Vav Shabbos. There are situations when you do not bring the Korban Chagiga. The first one is that if you bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, like we said, of course, it's Docha Shabbos to bring the Korban Chagiga. You cannot bring it's Docha Shabbos to bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore, it was Mashu Vav Shabbos, you should not bring the Korban Chagiga if it's being brought on Shabbos. Bimeruba, let's say you have only a few people in your group with the Korban Pesach, and every single person is going to get a nice, you know, a chunk, like a nice leg of lamb there, and everyone's going to become filled from that. So therefore, you would not bring the Korban Pesach in this situation as well. Uvetumah, and there are some situations we know in general we do not bring the Korban Pesach when you are impure, but there are certain dispensations, for example, when like all of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, or if all the Kohanim are Tamei, and you need, right, you can't bring the Korban unless you make use of the Tamei people. In that situation, you do bring the Korban Pesach, but you do not bring the Korban Chagiga. In Mevi and Imo Chagiga, in all these situations, you do not bring the Chagiga with the Korban Pesach. That's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet says, okay, well, how does the Korban Chagiga work? You know, you're talking about the Korban Chagiga, but we don't know anything about it. So, Chagiga Haisa Va Min Hatzon Min Abakar, the Mishnah outlines some of the rules for the Korban Chagiga. Number one, a Chagiga can be brought from will be called sown, which is usually sometimes translated as sheep, but in our situation we'll call it like small livestock, we'll see in a second, and bakar, from cattle. When we said small livestock, what did we mean? Well, we meant we could bring it from sheep or from goats. It could be a male or female, and it could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Now, what that means is, don't get fooled. It doesn't mean you can eat it for 2 days, one night afterwards. Rather, if you bring it on the 14th, well, then you can either eat it on the 14th, you could eat it the night of the 14th, and then you could eat it the next day as well. All these qualifications sort of given in distinction with Korban Pesach, which has much stricter rules. In particular, we know the Korban Pesach can only be eaten in the night, the first night of Pesach, and the other details as well seem to not totally line up. It's much easier to bring Korban Chagiga than it is to bring a Korban Pesach. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, tomorrow we will continue with Mishnah Hei, but we'll stop right here for now.